National Conference leader Omar Abdullah on Saturday alleged that the BJP has struck a deal with some regional parties and some independent candidates to be part of the government in Jammu and Kashmir, reported PTI. Referring to remarks by Union Home Minister Amit Shah in Jammu, Abdullah said he was silent about Apni Party and People's Conference during his speech at the BJP's manifesto launch on Friday, reported PTI. Those who have struck a deal with Delhi will not fulfill your demands. If you need evidence for this, just look at the statement of Home Minister Amit Shah in Jammu yesterday, the NC Vice President said, reported PTI. The Home Minister listed the parties with which the BJP will not form the government. He was, however, silent about the independents because they are hand in glove with them. He was silent about Apni Party and People's Conference, he said, reported PTI. Addressing in Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections rally in Ganderbal Assembly segment, Abdullah added, I thought he would at least name the party of Engineer Rashid, Awami Ittehad Party, but he did not. While releasing the party manifesto in Jammu on Friday, Shah expressed confidence of forming the government in JK. There will be no government by the PDP, NC, and Congress ruled by dynasties. Rest possibilities, BJP will explore, Shah said. Abdullah is contesting polls from Ganderbal and Badgam assembly segments which will go to polls in the second phase of voting on September 25. Abdullah reiterated his claim that people who are in jails are specifically contesting against him and cited the names of Awami Ittehad Party Sheikh Abdul Rashid who defeated him in the Lok Sabha polls and separatist leader Sarjan Ahmad Wage alias Bakesha who is pitted against the NC leader in the upcoming assembly polls, reported PTI. I wonder why people in jail are after me and want to contest elections against me. What is the reason? He asked. He had earlier suggested that Bakesha, who was from Zainapura, Shopian, was contesting against him as part of a conspiracy from Delhi, hinting again at the central government, reported PTI. Abdullah said it was not a coincidence that these jailed people are contesting polls against him. They want to target only one person, the National Conference candidate from Ganderbal, he said. In the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections, Bakesha is also seeking election from the Birwa seat, which was represented by Abdullah from 2014 to 2018. Bakesha was a prominent face at the protest rallies in the South Kashmir districts of Shopian and Kulgam after the killing of Hizbul Mujahideen commander Burhan Wani in 2016. Bakesha was first arrested in 2016 and booked under the Public Safety Act. He was again arrested last year and is facing charges under the Stringent Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA, reported PTI. The former chief minister said if the only criticism against him is that he does not live in Ganderbal, then it would be injustice against the people of the constituency. Candidates who have nothing to talk about raise issues like local versus outsider, he said, reported PTI. Wherever I may come from, I have worked in Ganderbal. I was MLA for 6 years from here and the MP 3 times. Leave aside that my grandfather was MLA from here, my grandmother was MP and my father was both MLA and MP for this segment, reported PTI. My request to my detractors is to put forth what they have done for Ganderbal and illist my works here. Do you have anything to compare with the district hospital, the central university, the roads, physical education college and new administrative units? If you have done something to match these works of mine, I bear witness before God that I will leave the contest, he added, with inputs from PTI.